And welcome back to Cool Science Radio. John Wells here with Linware Peak, Utah. Our state is home to many technology companies, and it's a growing trend to relocate tech companies to Silicon Slopes or even Park City. But Man-Made Innovations is a homegrown company by one of Utah's own, Chad Mann. He's the founder and CEO of Man-Made Innovations, which provides software and electrical product engineering. He joins us now by phone. Welcome to Cool Science Radio.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah. Hey, Chad, tell us about your company.
Great. I appreciate it. So a company I started at 5 years ago, and it was to serve the growing product development need here in Utah. And we've experienced a lot of fun products, and 300 to 500% growth in revenue as a group every single year. And we've launched or helped launch over 50 products. So an awful lot of fun.
Wow, 300 to 500% growth. You started the company 5 years ago, and I saw your LinkedIn photo. You look like a pretty young guy, so you're quite the entrepreneur. Tell us about some of the most exciting products that you've developed.
Happy to. So one of them is a project called Teal Drones, and it's literally a drone project here in Utah, and they've started selling products, and I think they're pretty successful now, but that was a project we started on a few years ago and helped them with the electronics and some of the firmware development of that. So that's one.
So, sorry, that the name of that was Teal Drones, T as in tiger?
Correct. Teal is in the color teal.
Oh, teal. Okay, gotcha. That's cool. What's something else that might be on the other end of the spectrum from something like a drone?
Yeah, so... We've done another project called Nomo, and it's actually a really interesting technology. You plug this device onto the side of a fish tank, if you're a fish keeper, and it will literally send little micropulses into the underground water system or underground undergravel system that will allow you to not have to change the water out. So I've had a fish tank in our office for, I don't know, over a year now, and I haven't had to change the water on it.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. Let's go back to the drones for a second. What are some of the features of the drones that set it apart from others?
You know, that's actually probably a little bit proprietary, so we'll probably have to talk to the actual company about that. But you could visit their website, though.
Okay, and that's Teal Drones, T-E-A-L.
Correct.
All right. And... So what are the services that most young companies need that you can provide for them?
You know, it's actually interesting. I started the company 5 years ago thinking that it was, you know, heavy-duty technology and engineering. And what I found over the last year or two is that it's different than that. It's actually a plan and a strategy to launch their product. And so most companies do not have a nice strategy and a plan to do that. And so what we've been able to do is kind of help them craft that and create it with all the moving pieces of launching a product. You know, you got your marketing, you got your market research, you got your distribution, your manufacturing. And most entrepreneurs, most inventors don't know how to do all of those moving pieces. And so we've been able to help a lot of companies and a lot of inventors realize their dreams.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had a friend in Boston who had a broad range of services that his company provided in consulting, and they ended up focusing on the launches. And as you said, bringing the different functional pieces together with a coordinated plan that makes sense, that traditional entrepreneurs are, it's sort of out of their comfort zone. So I certainly agree with you. Tell us about another product. We talked about Nomo, we talked about Teal Drones. Tell us about another product that you all have assisted with.
Okay, perfect. So there's one called Glow Lights, and this is kind of new technology, but imagine an outdoor yard lighting system that you essentially stake these yard lights into your around the perimeter of your yard or wherever you want to put them, and you could log into them and change the color with your cell phone. So you download the app, and you can scroll through a bunch of different themes. I know here in Utah, we have a big rivalry between BYU and Utah. So, you know, one yard could have, red colors, another yard could have blue colors. And, you know, we've had weddings and a lot of stuff that we've done with those. So those have been a lot of fun. It's called Glow Light.
Glow Light. So your company has helped Glow Light develop the product, create the software, and then maybe even help them with a marketing plan.
Correct. That's exactly right.
That's pretty crazy. So you started off electrical engineer, and then you found yourself hiring some marketing specialists along the way. It's a great. No wonder you've grown 300 to 500%.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So we have to let you go, but we believe that you're going to be up in Park City on Saturday. You'll be talking during the March for Science.
That's correct. I'm looking forward to it.
And so what will your topics be, sort of just going through the what you do and how that relates to the importance of furthering science?
That's correct. And if I do get a minute there, I'd love to talk a little bit about what it goes into creating a minimum viable product, if there's enough time. Most people don't know how to do a minimum viable product, so I'd love to see if I can help with that.
A minimum viable product. That's interesting. How many do you employ here in the Salt Lake Valley?
So we've grown and shrunk over the years. We've got about 18 as a group, but we've just, you know, grown and shrunk over the years with different needs of our customers.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And one final question, you know, John and I were talking before the show about silicon slopes, and we talked about that in your introduction, and we were wondering what your definition of silicon slopes is, and are you geographically in the center of it?
You know, that's a politically charged question, but you know, Silicon Slopes, you know, in my opinion, is what we're trying to create here in Utah. That's the furtherance of Silicon Valley. How about that? We can put it that way.
Okay, because I was coming up with Silicon Slopes is somewhere around, you know, point of the mountain down into Utah counties. And I don't know if that's true at all, you know, if it includes Draper, if it includes the whole of Salt Lake Valley, or any of the Wasatch Front for that matter. Maybe we ought to petition to just include all of the Wasatch Front.
You know, I have noticed a shift of people, tech companies moving towards, you know, Thanksgiving Point because of Silicon Slopes. But we're up here in Bountiful Woods Cross area. So we do get a lot of customers that are part of Silicon Slopes.
Okay, interesting. Well, Chad Mann, thank you so much for joining us on Cool Science.